Welcome, everybody, to the January meeting of the Quorum Court. If you would, please stand, and just Sandy Shock's going to lead us in pledge and prayer.
Lord, we got so much to be thankful for tonight. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Pray, Lord, that you be with our employees, be with Parker County, and be with the cities we make tonight, that everything we do would be an honor to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Justice Shock and Madam Secretariat, Ms. Teresa Bonds tonight. Thank you for being here. If you could call roll, please.
Allison.
Here.
Coates.
Present.
Kendrick.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Kowalski.
Here.
Lyon.
Here.
Meeks.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Shock.
Here.
Strain.
Here.
Tyler.
Here.
Jordan.
Here.
Thank you. And let the record show we do have a quorum. So we'll start right off with our agenda. Members of the Quorum Court, you've got the journal from last month in your packet. Hopefully you had a chance to review that. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the journal.
Second.
Motion second. Any additions or deletions or changes of any kind? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Journal will be approved. Next, we go to county officer's report. And by the way, I will draw attention. I want to thank Kristen and Randy and anybody who had anything to do with these tablets. I think you're fabulous. And if you have a question, just raise your hand, and we'll get Kristen over there to help you if you need to figure out how to get back somewhere until you get used to it. I'm really excited by these things, and but having said that, I'm not going to say that I know how to operate them as well as I really need to yet. But thank you, Kristen. Thank you, Randy. Officers' reports, the treasurer's report, Jennifer Massey.
There you go.
So I have provided all, you guys have your tablets and you've got all your numbers. Our sales tax revenue was on in line where it should be for 2025. And we are hoping 2026. Any questions?
Very good. Any questions for Jennifer? All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Next, Sheriff's Department, Chief Deputy Chad Woolley.
Good afternoon, or evening, I guess, now. All right. For December 2025, our average headcount at Unit 1 was 164. Unit 2 male was 155. Females were 50, and juveniles were 12. Had 386 intakes, 419 releases. For patrol, total number of calls to the sheriff's office was 1,770. Violent crimes and domestics were 77, thefts, criminal mischiefs, 48, animal calls, 89. Looks like two animal citations, two animal warnings. Our reserve unit put in 95 hours. Our criminal investigation department, they opened up 59 cases, closed 6. And looks like our transport division had about 86 trips, and you can see the breakdown for miles and total costs for transport. And that's all I got, Judge.
Thank you, Chief. Any questions for Chief Woolley? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I will draw your attention to the statement of operations. As usual, it's there in your, sort of say in your binder, but in your packet there. Next, we have the, let's go with the ARP / road administrator, Tom Anderson.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'll start with the ARP report.
We'll talk about Fund 1006. The big expenditure there is for the jail, and that's for architecture services, $115,000 since last report. On Fund 3046, the big expenditure there of note is Conway Court water capacity project, and that's also for engineering services. Subject to questions, that is the ARP report, Your Honor.
Any questions? Thank you, Tom.
Okay. On the road report, there are no road construction, asphalt overlays or anything since the last report. We open our bids for this year's asphalt, guardrail, and striping a week from yesterday. And so when the weather warms up, we should be able to start working on this year's projects. Additionally, as you've seen the weather, we had a briefing from the National Weather Service this afternoon. They're not betting their firstborn on it yet, but the trends are heavy snow. In fact, a fellow put up one slide of probability of over 15, 16 inches of snow was something. He said the fact that we even have this shows you we're thinking there's going to be a lot of snow. Do they think it's going to be that much? No. But they think it's going to be significant starting sometimes Friday evening. And then the majority of it should fall Saturday. They said as we get a couple days closer, we'll have more confidence in the amounts and the types. But right now we feel pretty certain we're going to have some significant effects. To that end, we started meeting this morning, and we had already pre-planned for this year in general, but getting our snow removal plan together for the road shop for this event. We had everything already full as far as supplies go. Our sand and salt mixture is already mixed. Our beet juice and brine operations, we've doubled our capacity since last year to produce that and put it out as well. And just to make sure we're not running out, we are stockpiling stuff in dump trucks and getting some extra supplies and materials to make sure we're covered for that. They said the first sunshine after it starts should be around Monday afternoon. That means there's not a lot of melting going on because the lows, for example, on Sunday night are 6, below zero wind chills. So that being the case, there's not going to be a lot of fast snow removal. It'll be a long event, and we'll be in it for the long run, but we'll probably start, unless the forecast changes, putting our pre-treat beet juice out Thursday morning at 6 o'clock, and we'll continue until the precipitation falls with that. Once it starts falling, it doesn't do a lot of good. It washes off. And then once it starts accumulating, we'll look at getting our blades out there and start the removal process. All of our pre-treats are roads that are major arterials that are county roads across the county, and then we go to dangerous intersections that have slopes, especially leading down to them, and we'll treat those as well. That's basically our plan. We're ready for a bad one. Hopefully it doesn't do anything, but at this point, I think confidence is fairly good that we're going to have some kind of significant effect. Subject to questions, that's my report, Your Honor, for the road.
Thank you, Tom. Any questions? Thank you for your preparedness.
Yes, sir.
And, I think the first thing that National Weather Service said today, they, of course, kicked off their event briefings today for this expected event. First words were confidence is increasing. So, you know, that we're going to have a significant event. And I think at this point it's just a matter of exactly where it's going to be. So, you know, the only thing that I would say there is the good news is we've got plenty of time. So I would tell all your constituents, all your family, hey, you've got time to go ahead and go get that bread and milk. You know, don't wait till Thursday or Friday. Get everything you need, including medications. This is really important. Any medications that you're going to need a prescription for next week, have them go ahead and get those prescriptions now. Because if it, you know, if we get 12 or 24 inches of snow, or if we got 3/4 inch of ice, it may be a week or so before they can get out. It may be a week or so before we can get their road clear so they can get out. And so I would urge you to check with your loved ones, especially those who have difficulty traveling or need rides. Go ahead and have them go ahead and get those prescriptions filled. Get in touch with their doctors. Do what they got to do. You know, test your generators out. Those of you or your family or friends or constituents who have generators, go ahead and test them out. Make sure they run. If it's been 6 months or a year, just make sure they run. top them off and do all those things that just make sense to do now while you have time rather than waiting until it's here and then, you know, you're in a bind or you got to get out when you shouldn't get out. And so if you have any questions at all, feel free to call me, Randy, or Tom. Really proud of our road program. You guys have heard me brag on that from day one. And they're not sitting on their haunches. They're improving each year based on what they learned on the year before. Excited to see what they do with the improvements. Tom was pretty brief and probably undersold all the improvements they've made just since last year. So I want to appreciate Tom for his leadership and everyone out at the road department. I want to thank our law enforcement. Both of those departments got a lot of hours in front of them coming up this next week. So I want to thank them for their professionalism and competence. Next, County Administrator Randy Higgins.
Thank you, Judge. Infrastructure did not meet this month.
Thank you, Your Honor. Courts and Public Safety did not meet this month.
Thank you, Judge. Budget and Finance met last week. We considered three ordinances, two of which are in relation to the Unit 2 Max jail expansion. Thank you.
Very good. Personnel. Thank you, Judge. Personnel did not meet this month.
26-01. What's your pleasure?
Judge, a motion for the passage of Ordinance 26-01.
Second.
Motion and second.
Proposed Ordinance 26-01, sponsored by the Budget and Finance Committee, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 24-25, dated November 20th, 2024, and to declare an emergency.
Okay, motion, second reading. Can we have an overview of what it is?
Yes, sir. Justices, this is kind of our typical monthly appropriations ordinance, just looking at some big numbers on the second page. Section 16 has to do with some road shop transfer there, and then Section 18 is like a pass-through grant that typically goes to, I believe, Conway Bomb Squad. Thank you, Judge.
Very good. Any questions or discussion? Motion, second reading, and explanation. Being an appropriation ordinance, will the roll call vote?
Right. Allison?
Yes.
Coates?
Yes.
Kendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Woski?
Yes.
Lyon?
Yes.
Meek?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Shock?
Yes.
Strain?
Yep.
Tyler?
Yes.
Yorgie?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. 2601 passes. Next, we have proposed ordinance 26-02.
Judge, a motion for the passage of 26-02.
Second.
Okay, motion second. Can we have a reading?
Proposed ordinance 26-02, sponsored by the Budget and Finance Committee, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 25-33, dated November 18th, 2025, and to declare an emergency.
All right, Justice Slahoski, Chair of the Budget Committee, I'll go ahead and toss it to you, and I think maybe you have some, Randy's got some discussion.
Yes, thank you, Judge. So, this is just a couple of the appropriations that will get us to where we need to be to start work on the Unit 2 MAX over there behind current Unit 2, and I cannot give any better explanation than what Administrator Higgins can, so I'm going to pass the torch to him. He's got all the slides.
Thank you, Justice. Can you hear me now? Thank you, Justice Slahoski. So I presented this in the Budget and Finance Committee meeting last week. So I'll go through it again with the full court. If you have any questions, I'll have a slide at the end where you can ask questions. You know, starting off with this particular slide, I've got the emblems from the Sheriff's Office and the County Judge's Office. This could not work without 100% cooperation between the two departments. And I'm proud to say that we do. We've been collaborating closely together with the Sheriff's Department to make sure we get them what they need. It's the judge's office that builds buildings, and then it will be the Sheriff's Office that will actually run the facility. So we want to make sure we get them a facility that will do for them what they need it to do. I really want to just take this one slide and go back. This is a slide that I pulled back from a previous presentation from a few years ago. The key point on this, though, is in January of 2019, the Faulkner County Quorum Court passed an ordinance regarding the Criminal Justice Advisory Committee, Coordinating Committee. And you see the list there of who all was on this committee. But it was in 2019 that it got serious enough to form a committee to, like, let's see what all of our options are. Do we actually even have to build a jail, and what other things can we do? The committee looked at it at length. There were a number of things that came out of it. Probably one of the biggest things that's been visible has been the community service that we've been able to use in our district courts, so that instead of sentencing misdemeanor people to actually serve time, they can do community service. And we've utilized that on the county level in times of emergency when we're doing sandbags and some other things, that we've reached out to the district judges and they've volunteered, like, hey, if you want to help out in this emergency situation, you can double up your time and get a 2-for-1 to help the community out. And it helps the community and it keeps people out of our facility. That was just one example of the things that we did. But primarily, the point I want to start is we just didn't wake up one day. It's like, hey, let's build a multi-million-dollar jail. There was years, as you can see, at least since 2019, that we worked on this. The project is named Unit 2 MAX. So it is going to be adjacent, and I'll show here shortly when I show kind of the land layout. But Unit 2 Max, it's going to be a maximum security facility adjacent to Unit 2. This is our architect. So Will Rutherford is the president of the firm there. We've been working with him for at least 3 years on designing the facility. We've hired a construction manager, Napholtz Construction out of Conway, Mike Armstrong, Chad Campbell, and Mike
Schustel,
yeah. I can't hardly see that. I don't have my glasses on. But Schustel, yeah, good guy. That's going to be the team that's going to help us from Napholtz. And then the project team that will be working with us will be Tom and I from the judge's office, and then Chief Deputy Chad Woolley and Captain Doug Hunter will be working up from the sheriff's office. So we're collaborating together on all these events. You really can't see the letter, but the point that I wanted to show on this is that we have approval notice from the state of Arkansas from the Criminal Detention Facilities Review Committee. Some of you are familiar with Sterling Penix. He's worked with us on this from day one. That letter basically says that they have reviewed our plans and the state approves with the design that we're putting in place. So, again, it's just not something that we're going out on our own. There's a review process to build a new detention facility, even at the county level. So for those of you who don't know where it is, so how this particular Google Earth map is showing is the building on the far left. That's the Faulkner County Justice Building. Unit 2 is the facility that's currently existing behind it. And then where the red square is, that is Unit 2 Max. That's the location where it will be right behind there. A little closer, so this is a little more accurate on the size. And I've actually had a couple of people ask me, why is Unit 2 so much smaller than Unit 2 Max, so much smaller than Unit 2 is? And I want to kind of commend quorum courts and sheriffs and county judges from times past. This would go back maybe 15 years or so. When they built Unit 2, they built it with logistical capacity more than it can handle. What that means is there's a kitchen in that facility that will feed over twice of what is capable, because they built it with the intention of expanding at some point. That some point is now. So we're not having to build a new kitchen. We're not having to build a new laundry. We're not having to build other logistical supports. We're building a detention facility in Unit 2 Max, and that's what's able to help save us at this point, because the quorum courts and the judges and the sheriff's office had the foresight to plan ahead on that in times past. So congratulations to them. This, though, is actually a layout of the entire site that shows our planning for the future. So, again, the little orange area, pink area, whatever, that is Unit 2 Max. The blue area to the right of that is for potential expansion in the future. So the question is, well, Randy, are you and the judge and the sheriff, are you all looking at already planning a new jail? No. But what we don't want to do is just plop a new building in the middle of our property without any forethought to what might happen in 15 or 20 years. Also, the lower rectangle there, that is the proposed location for the new sheriff's office that we will build. That will be part of phase two of Unit 2 Max. What that will accomplish is that will, once we move Unit 2 Max, the prisoners from Unit 1 into Unit 2 Max, that gets all the maximum security inmates into the new facility, but not the ground floor, which is the sheriff's office and juvenile. That will be the next phase to get them over there. And once we get juvenile and the sheriff's office on that location, that means we'll have our entire detention facility on one campus. That actually helps with logistics as well, because right now we've got two detention units that are not across town, but they're definitely a few blocks apart. There's logistical issues, safety issues for our officers and our inmates. So this will help get that all on one campus. You know, here's some fast facts that just popped up there about the facility. It's a 256-bed capacity. Unit 1 currently has a capacity of 118 beds, and based on the reports that we've been seeing, we're oftentimes bumping 200, so we're way over capacity in Unit 1. The design supports manpower efficiency, so Unit 1 is designed for 118, Unit 2 Max for 256, but yet we don't anticipate having to hire any. That's the plan now, but hire any additional headcount. It's designed to be able to support with the headcount that we have. It is a spoke-and-hub type of layout. I wish I could show you here, but we just did not want to put a floor plan up where YouTube can see, and next thing you know, people have got floor plans for our jail. But if anybody would like to see the plans, I have them in my office. I'll be glad to show sitting members of the quorum court our plans. But it does allow more flexibility for our inmate, for our efficiency. The next bullet there is design more flexibility for inmate classification. We've heard from the Sheriff's Department numerous times that Unit 2 will house minimum security inmates. Inmates are usually ranked from 1 to 10, 1 being minimum, 10 being maximum. So we were able to house 1s and 2s and maybe 3s in Unit 2. And Unit 1 currently will house 8s and 9s and 10s. But what about the 4, 5s, and 6s? Where are we putting them? And if you also look at the report, Unit 1 is currently under utilized, so we have bed capacity there. And so we've had people ask, well, if Unit 1 is over capacity, why not just move those people over there? Well, we really don't want to put 9 and 10 maximum security inmates in with our minimum security people. People who maybe have not paid traffic tickets or maybe have other nonviolent fines, do we want to put them in with the worst of worst in our community? The new design allows us flexibility to be able to shift around our inmate population so that if we have an overabundance of maximum security, we can expand that out. If we have a minimum, if we have a minimum number of maximum, we want to put some minimum security in there, we can without intermingling them. So that's another design feature of that. I've already mentioned that this will allow us to transition to a single campus. The estimated project construction time is 16 months. And then lastly, this is more just interesting, but 60% of the subcontractors for this project are from Faulkner County. You know, the ones that aren't from Faulkner County really just are providing trades that just aren't located here. So, Justice Lahowski, I'll stop here and see if Oh, this is the most important one. I went to questions. Money. Let's talk about money. So the initial project target estimate when we first started meeting with the architect and they would do square footage estimates, the estimate was around $21 million. So our post-bid estimate, so this is after we have bid, has come in at $19.5 million. That's good news. That means we're actually at this point, after we have our prices on this, about $1.5 million less than what our initial estimates were based on a square footage. So that's the cost of the project. On the far right is talking about where's the money going to come from. So capital improvement, this is the fund where Quorum Court in years past made the decision to sequester $1 million a year after they paid off the Justice Building. So they were paying roughly $1 million a year towards the Justice Building to pay it off, and when they did, that $1 million could have just gone into County General. So I was a JP sitting on the court then, and my concern was if it went into County General, we would never see it again. It would just go into the budget, and it would be spent. By sequestering this money, the Quorum Court at the time made the decision of at some point we're going to need to build something. We don't know what. Maybe a new courthouse, maybe a new jail, who knows what, but we need to be prepared for that. So that fund has been able to accrue $7.5 million and some change in that. ARPA replacement revenue is at 5.6. Is that what that says? You guys can see it better than I can. Maybe I can look at this one. Yeah, 5.6. So that is the money that does not have to be qualified. So this is the money that we can spend on this facility. So that's what we set aside for that. ARPA interest, $2.2 million. Guys, we've got to give kudos to our county treasurer. He was able to invest our ARPA money and has done a good job of managing that, where we're actually picking up $2.2 million and some change to help apply towards this project from the interest from our ARPA money. So the second ordinance that we'll be addressing tonight, it's not on the table yet, we're addressing it, but we have the capability of Amendment 78 loan, which basically means we can borrow however much we can that we can pay off in 5 years. So we know that we're sequestering $1 million a year. So over a five-year period, there's $5 million. We think that we're not going to have to borrow a full $5 million. So we will spend ARPA money first because we have to have it spent before the end of this year. Then we'll start looking at capital improvement money, and then we'll look at the interest money. When we get down to the end of the job and we have to start paying out, we will borrow however much that we need and not a penny more because we don't want to pay interest. So that will help us there. We also know that we're going to receive another $1 million in 2027 during the construction period of $1 million. That gives us a total capability of $21.5 million. So we had been looking at this 21.5 even when we thought the price was going to be around $21 million. But now that the bid price has come in at $19.5 million, we're comfortable with the buffer that we have in our financial plan. Now, I'm to the questions. Any questions for me on anything I've covered?
I have a question, Your Honor. You mentioned there would be a phase two to construction that would involve a juvenile facility and a new sheriff's office space. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Is that covered by the same monies? Is this part of this same 16-month timeline, or is that an unrelated?
Good question, Justice Pearson. So this will be, it will be literally phase two. So what we'll have to do is pay off, and that's our plan, is to pay off Unit 2 Max. And when we're completely through with it, then we'll start working on the sheriff's office relocation. That's a little bit of the motivation why we want to pay off the loan as soon as possible, because as soon as the loan is paid off, we'll start accruing our $1 million a year, and a sheriff's department juvenile move will be significantly less in cost. Be frank, I've not asked for a price for sheriff's office because we're way ahead of time, and inflation and all that will change things. But the plan is when we pay off Unit 2 Max, that's when we'll start working on the sheriff's department and juvenile move. Does that answer your question?
It does, and it's a little bit news to me. The conversation has always been that, you know, over the years I've been on the court, that constructing a new Unit 2 would involve, you know, the consolidation of campuses as the initial project. So this seems, you know, it's a little bit new to me and to the folks that I've talked with about the project. So it's a lot to kind of digest.
Yeah, I'll jump in here. That has been, I'm not sure where the miscommunication came in, but the capital plan has always involved building Unit 2 Max. The next phase of the capital plan would be to move Sheriff's Department and Juvenile over there, as I see some head nods. But certainly there's no hijinks or trying to avoid. I mean, we just cannot afford to build the Unit 2 Max and the Sheriff's Department and Juvenile all at once. But we want to get to that as soon as we can. And so that's why it was good news when the bids came in less than $21 million, because it was going to stretch us pretty thin to do that, you know, with the money we had available. Any other questions for Mr. Higgins?
I'd like one closing comment. This is kudos to the Quorum Court as well. When I was looking at my fast facts, one bullet point that I failed to put on last week and I forgot to add it this week is we're doing this with no tax increase. So I think it's showing good financial stewardship of this court to help us get to that point.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I want to piggyback onto that, you know, on the shoulders of those who were here previously. And you guys have done a really good job being disciplined. There's always more requests for money than you have money to allocate, right? And I want to commend all of you for sticking to your knitting on setting aside that capital improvement each year, because you don't have to. It's an annual decision that you make, and I think that enables this county to continue to be in a good financial position, not overextended, and not coming with a bunch of good reasons why we need to raise taxes or we're out of money, yet we've still got to have this facility, and using good judgment along the way with, for example, this capital plan. And I think that goes all the way back. I don't know, Randy. Andy, I don't know if you guys know when the courts first started setting aside that money.
Yeah, the year that we paid off the Justice Building.
Oh, it was prior to that, because the Justice Building was built because they began saving $800,000 a year and set that aside and made that down payment.
Yeah.
I think 2014.
Yeah. It was early, wasn't it?
It might have been 15, but it wasn't past 15.
And that takes a lot of discipline and courage. I mean, there's always money to be spent, right? And
yeah.
So it's going to take that continued discipline to continue doing that as soon as this is paid off. Now, the funding plan for Unit 2 Max incorporates all the tools in your toolkit, which is the money that you'd set aside, that you'd accumulated since you finished the Justice Building, and then the ARPA money, and then some COVID money, and then the money you're accumulating during the build, the money you set aside during this current budget you just entered. You know, we just finished the budget-making process for this period, and you agreed to set that money aside. Those funds all will be used to judiciously pay this Unit 2 max off as quickly as possible, and then you'll be asked to consider continuing to set aside that capital funding with the idea to get all the justice activities over there on a single campus. And so, anyway, my commendation to you. Much of the public won't realize the financial discipline that you've demonstrated, but we in this room all know. And so I commend you for that. Anything else, Randy?
No, sir.
Any other questions or any other comments? Did that answer your question, Justice Pearson? Justice Kendrick.
Question. I just want to thank you and your office and Administrator Higgins and the Sheriff's Office for all the work that's went into this. I know since I first came on the court, this is something that we dealt with, Randy, and discussed and talked about and started planning that out when you were a JP. And it's been a long time coming and executing this vision and doing it and increasing the capacity that we have to house violent offenders when our jail has had capacity issues, keeping our officers safe as well as our inmates. And just planning for the future, I think it's a tremendous thing that we're doing here. And I think you said it best when you said we're doing this without raising taxes. Oftentimes, I see it at the Quorum Court Association. I see it local government, other places. You know, anytime a large capital project comes along, oftentimes you see taxes raised temporarily and then often long term. And we're not doing that here. I mean, we're going to be able to do a large-scale capital project that keeps the community safer, and we're not raising taxes. And I think that's something really rare, and I think it shows the coordination, the collaboration that we have between the court and our elected officials and the amount of work y'all put into it. So I just want to say thank you, and I think this is a great step.
Well said. Well said. Hear, hear.
Judge.
Just shock.
Of course, Randy and I go back 25-plus years, but I would be remiss to not mention how lucky Faulkner County is to have him in the middle of, in the middle of all of this jail planning. I know enough about him and his expertise to know 1,000% you can forget about it because he's going to get it taken care of. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'll echo those sentiments, and I hope you don't get tired of me heaping praise on him. For his efforts. He does a great job, and he's uniquely suited to lead a project like this, right, with his background here on the Quorum Court, 12 years, something like that, and then his experience as a law enforcement officer both here for the county prior to his JP time and then with the city of Greenbrier after that. So his unique insight, his corporate background, he's just perfectly suited for this. He's done a great job. I can't thank him enough. And thank you for bringing that to our attention. And I second every bit of it. I don't know how he gets done what he gets done, but he's magic, man. Any other comments? Any other questions? And Justice Pearson, I wanted to ask you, did I answer your question? I want to make sure. And then I would remind you, phase three of the capital plan would be to address this administrative part of the campus. It's going to be obviously several years down the road unless we, as Faulkner County, hit one of the lotteries or something like that. But eventually some body, Quorum Court and county judge, are going to have to attack the issue of admin here. And we've got buildings across streets in 360 degrees. We're spread out everywhere. I was probably leaning toward having to accept that we just cannot use this courthouse effectively, but after having seen the ROI on the money that you elected to spend in refurbing the room that we're in and the other rooms, you know, that I think that tilts me to the, you know what, I don't think we could have built the same thing for the same amount of money starting new. And I see some head nods. And so I'm encouraged because I love the historical aspects of this building. I think, again, if we're all so fortunate to be here when that time comes, I think some building that incorporates this building, either in whole or in significant part, but I think what somebody's going to have to address is getting modern administrative facilities in place here, and that would be phase three of the capital plan for buildings, for facilities. And so be thinking about that. But what a wonderful remodel. I don't know that I've seen one better yet. And again, Randy Higgins ran the project, did a tremendous job. But the money that we spent on this, the ROI on this, is through the roof. And just so excited to be in this room that's appropriate for government. And we didn't overspend. We didn't go extravagant. But we're in a nice facility that's befitting of the government of Faulkner County in 2026. So we do need to better utilize the grand old lady and find ways so that it's not leaking money like a sieve. How about the comfort we're sitting in today now that we've replaced these windows and we don't have to deal with the draftiness of, you know, sub-freezing temperatures and high winds. But anyway, that's the strategic view. But I think that's why it's incumbent upon us to be good with our money so that we're not having to deal with a situation where we're asking for more money from the public. And so we'll continue to keep pressure on Randy and the projects to keep costs low. He does a great job with that. But every dollar we save on Unit 2 Max, every dollar we save on a county general budget, every dollar we save anywhere – is going to make it less unrealistic that we'd be able to complete capital improvement steps 2 and 3 of our master plan. And it's not always easy. You tackle the budget every year, you do a great job. And by the way, I will say, on your behalf, I saw remarks about cutting funding with law enforcement, not by anyone associated with the Sheriff's Department at all, but in Faulkner County, we're voting whether to spend $19.5 million on a jail for law enforcement right here in Faulkner County. We don't back up from that. If someone has been convicted, they need to serve their time. End of story. That's my opinion, not speaking on your behalf. But when somebody says that you're cutting law enforcement short in Faulkner County, I disagree with that. I think you're very responsible with your spending. And we're equipping the sheriff to do everything the people expect of the sheriff. I want to thank you for that. And so I just wanted to stand up in a public meeting on your behalf and say those things. Any other comments or questions?
Judge, I just want to say I appreciate your office, appreciate Randy, appreciate the Sheriff's Department, everything. Echo what Chris said over there. But Faulkner County is one of the fastest growing counties in the state. And I think a lot of that has to do with this county government keeping taxes low, mm-hmm. giving businesses opportunity to come in here and a desire to come in here. And I think we can grow
revenue by economic growth by keeping those taxes low. I appreciate y'all's dedication to that.
Thank you.
We can be done in very many counties in the state.
Thank you. Thank you. And as always, it starts right here in the quorum courtroom. Well, thank you. Other questions or comments? We do have a motion and second on the floor. Go ahead.
Yeah. First, just a point of order. Are mm-hmm. we in discussion on proposed ordinance 26-02?
Yes.
Right now? Okay. Thank mm-hmm. you. And then a question, diverting from the plans for the building specifically, but just about the money involved. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money, and so I was just trying to go back through the statements that are in front of us to follow the trail back to where that money is coming from. And I just wanted a little more clarity about where those balances are coming from mm-hmm. and sure. where in our either statement of operations or the treasurer's report can we see those existing funds that are being transferred to this project?
Yeah, I can't speak to the statement of operations, but I'm happy to answer the buckets if you have questions about the particular buckets of money.
So, yeah, I'm in the text of the ordinance. There was a fund 1803 that we were transferring $2.2+ million out of. And I do not see a reference to fund 1803 anywhere else in our documents.
Yeah, that's going to be the, just reading the spreadsheet, ARPA interest. And so when the federal government deposited money here, I want to commend our treasurer, Scott Sanson, for his placement of that money so as to maximize the interest return on that, which you really need to do in a high interest environment, right? High inflation environment. But we're really able to honestly ride that wave with that. He did a fantastic job. It's something he spent a lot of time thinking about and focusing on. But that's the interest earned off that federal money. And in terms of, you know, which accounts he's got it plugged in, it's definitely the interest off of the ARPA funds, unspent ARPA funds. And Judge, he did a fantastic job of that.
Just to paint a little more color, Justice Yorgi, when you're looking at, like, are you looking at the summary of statements for quorum court?
I was looking at both the summary of statements as well as the statement of operations to try to just find that account or fund information.
Yeah, so the summary statements for the quorum court, it used to have what we called on it the big five. So that's going to be the top five, county general, county road, road sales tax, animal welfare, and criminal justice sales tax. As we come through all this kind of COVID money, we added those last three on there so we could keep track of the spending there. But we have – there's numerous more funds that we just don't put on this summary of statements that have money in it. And then I think the reason you won't see that interest account on the operation statement is because there are no expenses that come out of that. So some – that operation statement are – ones that are going to have expenses coming out and everything else. So we don't have any money appropriated out of that currently, which is why I think it wouldn't show up on that. Does that make sense?
It does. So that's helpful to me to know that in the summary of statements that there are funds that exist that we're not publicly reporting.
Correct.
A balance on.
If you go to like the front couple of pages of our budget book when it shows all those funds, that will be the definitive listing of all of the funds that we have available and what's in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I were to pull up that budget for 2026, I should be able to find this fund number and see a balance that would be available to appropriate.
Yes,
this.
Ma'am. Yeah. As of the date of the publication of that document. Yeah.
Perfect.
You'd have to get with Scott to find out.
Yeah, and it is, I mean, by its name, a summary of the statement of operations, but the origin of the funds, tracking it through the fund numbers in the uniform accounting nomenclature, I can't speak to personally. Scott could talk to you about that, probably Margaret as well. But in terms of the origin of those funds, it's just purely interest off of the federal funds. Good question. And I did want to give a nod to Treasurer Scott Sanson because he lives, breathes, and eats, drinks, and sleeps where the money is and maximizing that. He considers that to be a core competency he strives at every day. So he's done a fabulous job with that. Good question. Did you have another one? Did you have any further questions? But yeah, my personal assessment of the sourcing of those funds, just the entire I'll speak back to three years ago when I took office. There were 13 faces looking to say, what is the county judge going to recommend? You know, the shock of receiving these federal funds to any local government and feeling the weight of what do we do with those funds and looking around the country, I'll put Faulkner County's expenditure of those funds up against any, particularly in terms of leveraging the benefit into the future for those funds. You've done a terrific job. You can stand next to any quorum court and say, here's what we did with our ARPA funds and our COVID money. And you really ought to internalize that. Here we are in Faulkner County, but you can be very proud of where you elected to spend money, and I'm proud to have helped you along the way. A lot of nervous nights over in the judge's administration, people who work over there in formulating our recommendation, which you hashed out beautifully. Sure. Go ahead. Justice Yorgi.
Thank you. Just one more follow-up suggestion, I guess, for the summary of statements. Mm-hmm. As we move out of spending a lot of the ARPA funds over the next year and into more of these capital improvement, it would be interesting to me and perhaps to the public as well to put that capital improvement fund on the summary of statements, maybe as the ARPA funds drop off of there.
Okay. We'll make that suggestion to both Margaret and Scott. Of course, you're talking about the cumulative balance as it acquires year over year. Okay. Very good. Any questions? Any further questions?
Judge, I just wanted to address Justice Yorgi's concern. On page 8 of the 2026 budget, at the very top of the page, you'll find that COVID-19 Programs Interest Fund.
Very good. Any other questions or comments?
One more question, Your Honor.
Justice Pearson.
Randy, I guess I'll ask you. No one from the sheriff's office is here to answer this question for me,
which I kind of find odd,
to be quite honest, that we're about to appropriate such a large amount of money for such a very important project. Perhaps they have other important matters to attend to that I'm not privy to, but I just have to ask, because I would normally ask them, have you had any concerns expressed or pushback from the sheriff's office? Are they in full support of this plan? Does this meet their needs from your understanding, just for the matter of public record?
Yes, I can reformulate my answer for you on that.
Yeah, and I'll piggyback onto that. Not only joined at the hip, they're quite excited, as you can imagine, enthusiastic about it. Yeah, 100%.
Judge, if I may, Justice Pearson, the Sheriff's Department was also represented in our Budget and Finance Committee meeting last week. We went over some details with Sheriff Riles, and I believe Chief Deputy Woolley was there. Chief Deputy Woolley was also here earlier tonight. I don't know if he got a call or why he ended up having to leave, but we have gone over several of the things. Some of the, just making sure that the Sheriff's Department was being well represented, as well as on board with all of the plans and
if
specs.
I may, did you receive positive reviews? And that, I mean, look, I'm not. You know, insinuating anything here with my questioning. This is just questions I would ask of anybody that we're going to appropriate this amount of money toward is the same thing. And I'm not insinuating that they're not here for some shady reason. I'm sure they have important matters to attend to. Just my due diligence as a member of the court, I feel like, would be to ask them if they approve of this plan. Generally, I haven't had that opportunity to do that. So I'm just doing my best effort to kind of acquire that information. I am generally in support of the plan. And do plan on voting for it tonight. I'm just doing my due diligence. So thank you for the additional information. I appreciate it.
Any further questions or comments? This being an appropriation ordinance, we'll need a roll call vote, please.
Allison?
Yes.
Coates?
Yes.
Kendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Wolski?
Yes.
Lyons?
Yes.
Meeks?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Shaw?
Yes.
Drain?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes.
Yorgie?
Yes.
All right. Well done. Motion carries. 2602 passes. Next, and associatedly, if I may, proposed ordinance 26-03.
Judge, motion for the passage of 26-03.
Second.
Okay, motion second. Can we have a reading, please?
Proposed ordinance 26-03, sponsored by Justice Lahosky, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance be entitled, an ordinance authorizing the borrowing of up to $5 million and execution of a promissory note to the lowest qualified bidder and prescribing other matters pertaining thereto and to declare an emergency.
Very good. Justice Lahosky?
Justices, this is just what it says. It allows them to borrow up to $5 million. That $5 million would be paid off through our annual appropriation of the capital improvement fund that we do. So that's where that money would be coming from to pay that off over time. If they do borrow up to the $5 million, they do not have to. This just allows them to. Thank you, Judge.
And I realize it's not evident on the agenda, but that is in pursuant to construction of Unit 2 Max is what the borrowing up to $5 million would be. All right, we've had a motion second, reading, overview. Is there any further discussion? Yeah, Justice Lyon.
I probably know the answer. This is just a general question. So the first off, the $7.5 million for capital improvement, so that depletes that fund, and then we'll just rebuild it with $1 million each year that we've been appropriating. Okay. And then the $19.5 million estimate, is that also include a cushion for overruns?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Okay. So we could conceivably be hopefully under 19.5 then and take.
We would hope. No less. Pressure, Randy. No pressure.
Okay. Thank you.
Again, every dollar we save on this, you know, self evident. Justice Yorgie. Yeah,
thank you. Question about this, terms of this ordinance, is it setting a borrowing limit overall, or would this be limited to a single loan of up to $5 million? Say, for example, would we be able to borrow $3 million this year and then perhaps anticipating that better terms might be available in the future, save borrowing the remainder of it for the future?
That would be, of course, up to you if it were a different. I mean, you'd have to vote on that subsequent expenditure. But the way this is going to work out, staving it off, we don't want to borrow any money while we've got money to spend. So we'll wait until the very end of expenditures to borrow and borrow as little as we can. But if interest rates fell, Counselor, we would hope to be able to pay that off early. That's what we did in, I forget what year. Tom, what year did you guys pay the Justice Building off early?
2016.
Yeah, and that was at three and a half years into a five-year. Justice Higgins, several of you might have been here. But the goal would be to pay that off as soon as possible. But if interest rates fell during that time, we'd sure be beating the door down to pay that off early or refinance cheaper. But, you know, we're somewhat hamstrung. We can't just go borrow money willy-nilly. And, in fact, until Amendment 78 passed, you couldn't borrow any. I mean, it's constitutional. And so that's an amendment to the Constitution that allows us. And I agree with the amendment, but, I mean, the fact is, you know, it makes us only be able to borrow what we can pay off in 5 years. And so I don't think we could parlay that into a longer period of time. Maybe we could. I wouldn't want to test that, and we don't anticipate having to. Another question?
Yeah, is there an expiration date on this authorization to borrow, or could it be at any time? I recall
the wording. Do you remember the wording? It'll be driven by construction timeline for sure.
I think the limiting factor is in Section 1 where it says, you know, $5 million for funds to construct the Unit 2 Max Detention Center. So I don't think it's just an open door to loan $5 million for whatever for the foreseeable, for like you said, with no expiration date on it.
Okay. But I guess specifically I'm wondering if this is just for this fiscal year or it could be any time during the timeline of this project.
Any time. During the timeline. And probably will. I'll look at Randy for confirmation of this, but probably will bleed into next year. And you know, I'm not sure we'll borrow this fiscal year.
Yeah, I don't anticipate borrowing any money this year at all. We'll burn through the ARP funding first, capital expenditure. How the project works, the way it was explained to me by the construction company, it's bell-shaped. So we'll have a little bit of startup money. We've already paid a couple hundred thousand dollars for some deposits and everything. It'll build up in the middle of it, and then it'll taper off. So I assume at some point after the top of the bell curve, we'll probably start to run out of the capital that we have on hand, and then we'll start talking about a loan. So I anticipate it will actually be next year for that. But the reason that we needed that approval now is that I've already Tom and I visited with Scott. He's going to start putting out feelers to find out to let people know we want to borrow some money so that we can start putting out the bid and find out who's interested. So it won't be as simple as, hey, let's put it out for bid and let's get some prices. We'll have to work this for a few months to make contact, find out who's interested. Not everybody's interested in loaning government money.
Good questions. Any further questions or discussion? All appropriate. All appropriate discussion. All right, roll call vote, please.
Allison?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Kendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Blasky?
Yes.
Lyon?
Yes.
Meeks?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Schock?
Yes.
Strain?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes.
Jorgie?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. 2603 passes. Again, congratulations. And, yeah, I'll say it. I'm proud to work with you all. You should be proud. I mean, you really should. You know, it's a bellwether moment. So thank you for that. Next on the agenda, we have appointments. There are none this month. Oh, excuse me. Actually, we do need to. You need to. Nominate and appoint a Quorum Court delegate to the Quorum Court of Arkansas, Quorum Court Association of Arkansas, the QCA. I would say Justice Chris Kendrick has served admirably. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I motion for the reappointment of Justice Kendrick as our delegate to the Quorum Court Association.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Chris, would you like to say a few words? Justice Kendrick.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Judge. I would be happy to continue to serve. I appreciate it. I think this will be my third appointment to it, if confirmed by the court, and definitely learned a lot. And it's our Quorum Court and our county elected officials make it fun and easy to serve on there because you get to hear ideas from all over the state, but we get to give a lot of ideas, too. And as a growing county and as a large county, it's fun to share ideas just like what we're doing with the jail, and I get to go brag on how we're doing these projects and not raising taxes, and I don't see anybody else there get to say that too often, so appreciate y'all.
And then I'll piggyback on that. Again, I'm not a voting member of the body, but, you know, what Justice Kendrick talked about, which I appreciate his fellow appreciation of, is, you know, we feel like it's incumbent on us in Faulkner County to provide leadership around the state that also impacts the landscape we operate in, right? And so appreciate you taking the reins on that and being willing to exert influence around the state, you know, in your discussions and in your efforts to make sure that you're aware of what other counties are doing that we might be interested in doing, and also being available to other counties. You know, a rising tide lifts all boats. Further discussion? All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, congratulations and thank you again. Thank you. Next on our agenda is announcements. I'm not aware of any others besides what we've already.
Judge.
Justice Meeks.
I just wanted to confirm. I know the weather might put a damper on it or postpone it, but we did have something, a groundbreaking for Wednesday, the 28th. Is that still there, or are we going to have to bump it out?
Yeah, I'll let County Administrator Randy Higgins address that, but yeah, unfortunately.
So although I have not sent out multiple announcements, we've had that scheduled four times, and I've waited until about a week in advance to make sure it's going to stick for a number of reasons. The most recent schedule was for this coming Monday. And number one, we decided that we were not going to break ground when it is 8 degrees. So we've postponed it, and as I left the office this afternoon, we're looking at February the 4th and 5th. I don't have all of my confirmation emails, and there's a little bit of musical chairs here because we're flying in the architect out of Florida to do that. We also have to get all the subs because on the same day, we're doing another one of our plan review meetings with the sheriff's office. We'll have to coordinate with the sheriff's office and make sure they're available. We had one day picked, and the judge is going to be out of state, so I couldn't do it then. So Yeah, thank you all for letting me whine for just a moment. But Justice Meeks, as soon as I have that set in concrete, my goal is to have y'all at least a week's notice so I can send that out.
And in Randy's defense, he said, well, do you think I need to say anything about the groundbreaking? He said, I really don't want to. It's like Boy Who Cried Wolf. And I said, yeah, just let it ride. But I don't know about you, but I haven't ever seen a groundbreaking with 12 inches of snow. You know what I mean? I think, you know, we certainly don't want Mr. Will having to travel with Bill and Will and have to travel, you know, with that. Hopefully.
And I don't mean to be sexist, but I was worried about Justice Coates and high heels and that shovel with frozen ground trying to make that happen. So.
So we will hope that, you know, we could have held it anyway. Sure hope we don't get what they fear we might get. But, yeah, we'll have to put that off. Way to pay attention, Justice Meeks. All right, any other announcements? Motion to adjourn? Second.